Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Once we pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we should keep marching to make it even better by making sure every American is automatically registered to vote, including former inmates who've earned their second chance.
But that's not all former President Barack Obama said at the funeral for the late Georgia representative and civil rights icon John Lewis yesterday in Atlanta, Georgia. Obama called for a variety of reforms, more polling places and early voting, a national holiday on Election Day, equal representation for citizens in Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., an end to partisan gerrymandering, and even eliminating the filibuster if that's what it takes. But he also said more citizens need to believe their votes will make a difference.
So we're also going to have to remember what John said. If you don't do everything you can do to change things, then they will remain the same.
Top Republicans yesterday rejected Trump's suggestion that he might delay the election. GOP Senators Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, among others, assured reporters the election will go on as planned November 3rd. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine noted that Trump can't delay the election. It's written in the Constitution that only Congress has that authority.
We hold elections. We accept the results. Even if we don't like the results, whatever it is. And we accept those results, and that's one of the things that makes our country great.
Washington Secretary of State Bob Ferguson says he's ready to sue if necessary. In New York, which had its primary over a month ago, the Board of Elections just finished counting absentee ballots this week. In the 12th District, which covers Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn, the rejection rate was 20%. The most common reason was a missing postmark.
That already is such a red flag across the board because, you know, states that you would think of as more voter suppressive, states like Georgia or all of the issues in Wisconsin, all of those states have invalidation rates of less than 1% when it comes to vote by mail.
Cassie Moreno is the communications director for Suraj Patel, who ran in the 12th District House Democratic primary, but lost to incumbent Representative Carolyn Maloney. A federal court heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit filed by the Patel campaign to get some of those ballots reinstated. Ballots were sent in prepaid postage business envelopes, which aren't usually postmarked. The Postal Service agreed to make an exception for the election, but that appears to have been carried out to varying degrees. While the campaign accepts the loss, Moreno says they want to ensure that all voters are heard now and in November.
People like President Trump and the GOP, the Republicans, have started to point to our race here in New York's 12th District as a reason to distrust mail-in voting. And we want to get out the perspective that that should absolutely not be the case.
And Herman Cain, a co-chair of Black Voices for Trump, died from the new coronavirus yesterday in Atlanta. The 2012 candidate for the Republican nomination and former CEO tested positive 9 days after attending Trump's indoor rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.